Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
The Tasmania Jack Jumpers, they improved to 7-6 on the NBL season. A gritty road win it was over the Brisbane Bullets yesterday. And it was another showtime performance from Milton Doyle. And it's a great pleasure to have the coach on the line, Scotty Roth. G'day, Scott.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We are doing magnificently well, as I imagine you would be, because, well, in the end, it was emphatic. Our final score probably doesn't tell the full story, but you got it done, 99-84 on the road. You take it every day of the week, I'd reckon.
Yeah, no, I mean, you have to be a little bit humble in the process of winning on the road, and you take it where you can, and you get out of town and just count your blessings. It's a difficult league and a difficult year as far as just guys having injuries, and teams are quite strong in different areas, and it's just quite the season so far for a lot of teams. And when you win on the road, you just, like I said, count your blessings and move on.
Now tell us about Milton Doyle, because he had a match-winning performance obviously last time out against Melbourne United last weekend, and this one was in the balance, as you say, about being humble. I think you're up by two halfway through the final period, and then this man just took complete control, Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously finding his way, and I think, you know, when you start to get through the league once and start to play teams once or twice, and these guys that are just coming into the league start to find their way and understand the refereeing and the style of play and how teams will start to guard them. And, you know, Milt's just a heck of a player. He's quite cerebral and smooth, and, you know, he fits our culture perfectly of what we ask for him to do, and his demeanor on the floor is it's calming, and, you know, he's had obviously some really good success, and I continue to think he's just going to get better.
It's good to make a strong fist of these games away from home. I think you've got about five coming up. You might have one this weekend travelling again, and then you've got about at five at home in your home stadium. Do you think that makes a difference at this level?
Well, I would hope that it makes a difference at this level, but it really seems that, you know, most of the teams, if you eliminate maybe the Breakers a little bit in Sydney, everyone else is getting beat up at home just as much as they are on the road. So we haven't done a great job at home either. And, you know, I think for us to establish ourselves as a home court and a tough place to play, we will have to eke some of these games out in the coming weeks. And nothing, like I said, is guaranteed. That every team that you play here is capable of beating you if you're just off. And it's just a very, very tough league, top to bottom.
Scott, how do you summarise where you're at? I mean, you've only been in the comp a couple of years, and you've really made an impact. Have you exceeded your expectations? And, you know, where are you at? You know, in a graph from 0 to 10, 10 being where you want to be. You know, are you at 6 or 7 already?
Well, I think, you know, I think the one thing that we did all along, and it was last year, we put no expectations on anything other than just doing the work. And, you know, I hear that we play Sydney this coming weekend, but for me, it's just about winning on Tuesday and getting to practice and doing our process and then working our way to get to that game. And so we're quite process driven, and we put no expectations high or low on anything we're doing other than as working as hard as we can to defend the island. And I think, but outputting those expectations on us has allowed us to just have some freedom to press the bar and see where we can take it. And I think we're probably at a 2 or a 3, to be very honest with you. We're just scratching the surface with our fan base. There's a lot of things other than what's happening on the court that we continue to try to improve on down there, to rally the state, to build the fan base. All those things are still in the process, and we're really quite in the infancy of this program. And for me, it's about building culture and having something that's going to be sustainable and long-lasting well after I'm gone. And that's my focus.
Speaking of Jack Jumpers head coach Scott Roth, so Scott, you speak of the fan base. I mean, obviously, the decision on Tasmania receiving an AFL team, you know, is ongoing, continues to build depending on what way you look at it. I mean, is there room for the both of you down there? I mean, do you spend much time thinking about what it might look like in Hobart with two professional teams of this magnitude?
I don't really spend any time thinking about it. You know, we got in first. It was a great vision by Larry Kesselman to come in and set this team up well before the AFL got in here and had been debating about it. And I think we've done a good job of so far capturing the state with basketball. It's becoming the number one sport in Tasmania, and the kids are thriving and starting to play all over the place. And we're actually having a court shortage in Tasmania to get teams and players out on the floor. And it's a good problem for us to have, and I think both teams, if they came in there, would survive. But, you know, we play indoors, and it takes 2 hours of play, and we're at a different time of the year, and we're actually an international sport that's played all over the world. And so we have a little different angle to what we do, and I'm sure that if Tasmania wants to support two teams, they would.
So they're rusted on, you think, your fan base?
I think our fan base is our fan base, and it continues to grow. We have to reach out to the kids around the community and around the entire state and be in those schools and all those things that we're trying to do right now. And we kind of got stymied a little bit in the last year and a half with COVID of just our movement, but it's one of the things that drives me every day, not only just the basketball, but like I said, to build the state up and make it a powerhouse for just basketball. And we have some very good young kids coming through the system, some very good young kids playing in college over there, and I think it's just going to continue to expand and grow.
So I think you're the Kings away this weekend, but then you've got a glut of home games, haven't you? I think maybe five of the next seven, isn't it, down there at My State?
Yeah, we have some games coming up that will obviously be at home, and the season kind of swings back around. But again, you just can't take anything for granted. And you know, we haven't done a good job of winning at home either. And we'll have to start to establish that if we want to, you know, go places.
I think at times, from a player point of view, Scott, we just take for granted that these guys just, you know, lob up once and twice a week, play games and move on. How hard is it to keep them going through what is a pretty packed schedule, you know, over a season? There, a lot of them are big fellas. You're playing on a hard court. There's not much give for, you know, your joints, etc. How important is it for you to keep your staff on the ground or your players on the court, you know, from a medical point of view? That team is, I suppose, very much an integral part of your side having success.
Yeah, I mean, we're all working together, obviously, to make sure that the product on the floor is good and healthy. And, you know, sometimes you're running into injuries, and we've had an enormous amount of injuries this year that we've had to navigate. But our physio and our strength and conditioning coach, Ryan Carroll, and Harrison Gillette just do a fantastic job of getting our guys ready to play. And we smartly go about the week of trying to manage loads and so on and so forth. But I'm a big believer in doing the work and just playing as hard as you possibly can week to week. This is not the NBA, where you're playing four games in 7 days. And, you know, people got real jobs in their life that work from 8 to 5. And we're only asking these guys at times to play for 15, 20 minutes on the court and give them everything they have. So I'm quite old fashioned in those ways. That's how I was brought up, and that's how I coach these guys. And I just believe that you fight as hard as you can, you work as hard as you can, and the chips will fall where they may.
Scott, great to talk to you. Best of luck against the Kings on Sunday, 4 o'clock tip-off in that one. And then those glut of home games, which would be great to get you back on your home court in front of your fans in the back end of the season for a bit as well. So appreciate your time.
Anytime, guys. Have a great morning.